Feral swine have become a serious problem in 78% of all states in the country, expanding their range from 17 to 39 states in just the last 30 years. For farmers, they're extremely destructive, causing serious damage to field and high-value crops of all kinds. They also carry diseases that can affect people, domestic animals, livestock, and wildlife, as well as local water supplies. In addition, they kill young animals, and their characteristic rooting and wallowing damages natural resources. Feral swine also compete for food with native wildlife and consume the eggs of ground nesting birds and endangered species. All reasons why Undersecretary for USDA's Marketing and Regulatory Programs, Edward Avalos, was excited to announce
that we are officially kicking off our National Feral Swine Management Program.
The $20 million program aims to help states deal with the rapidly expanding population of the invasive wild swine.
The president's budget requests continued funding to address the problem of feral swine, estimated to cost $1.5 billion in damages every year, with more than half of that being direct damage to agriculture. Our national strategy will provide tools and assistance to states and other partners to confront the feral swine.
Another key part of the national program will include surveillance and disease monitoring to protect the health of domestic swine.
Our program will also fund important research and operational activities.
The program is expected to be operating within 6 months. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.